Welcome to the podcast today and to your daily dose of the Word of God. Today I want to talk to you again about a couple of verses that we used a few days ago. They're found in Philippians 3, 18 and 19. They say, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." I want to use this thought today. Are you an enemy of the cross of Christ? Part number two. You know, just saying that is enough to almost shake you to think that there are people that are the enemy of the cross of Christ. Yet today, sadly, we see many that are enemies of the cross of Christ. Paul said, "Many walk, of whom I have told you often." There were many people who were enemies of the Christ and the cross in Paul's day. Today, one of the problems we seem to have is that preachers don't want to warn the congregation about false teachers and preachers as often as they should. Paul warned people. We today should warn people also about false teachers and about people who are the enemies of the cross of Christ. If we did, we would not be seeing such an amount of false teachers and preachers and doctrine today. Today, many people are not warned about these enemies of the cross of Christ. So, the result is that people follow them, support them, and are misled by them. I'm amazed at the people I see that are teaching absolutely blatant false doctrine right out of the pits of hell, and yet multitudes of people follow them. Their Facebook accounts are packed. Their YouTube's following is just off the charts. In fact, it seems like that people today would rather believe a lie than believe the truth. Today, maybe never as before, we need to be diligent about exposing the enemies of the cross of Christ. We're seeing multitudes of people being led astray by people who may be carrying a Bible and standing in the pulpit, but they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Paul said that he told them, even weeping. Does false teaching and preaching bother you? Does it break your heart? Shouldn't we that are saved know the truth be quick to point out those who are the enemies of the cross of Christ? I think so. Today, be on guard, keep a watch, be diligent to know and expose those who are the enemies of the cross of Christ. May God bless you today.